Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We're celebrating communion and confirmation season here on Lunchtime Live's Big Batch. Sarah Butler, cookbook author and recipe writer, is with us to try and just give you some tips and advice and help to ease the hosting duty pressure, Sarah. It's an undertaking.
It is. It's very stressful, but it doesn't have to be if you're a little bit more organised.
So you've loads of stuff here on the agenda for us today. Tell us about it.
I'm here with my clipboard.
Yeah.
So really, the main thing is get a plan. Decide what you're going to cook. I wouldn't say cook something brand new that you've never tried before. Be confident in what you're cooking, or try it before, you know. Don't try a brand new recipe, because if it doesn't work out, then you're caught. And do something that people can self-service. Buffet style.
Yeah.
It's impossible to plate up for everybody if you're feeding maybe 15, 20, 30 people. Mm-hmm. So a one pot wonder that you can make the day before. Do as much as you can the day before. Then your kitchen is clean, you're more organised. And on the morning then, just have all your plates, check your cutlery, plates, have you enough serving bowls, have you a pot big enough to cook a curry,
yeah,
say.
That's the thing. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I wouldn't have pots big enough to cook.
And a lot wouldn't. Now, I know you can hire them, which is brilliant. We did that with communions. We hired glasses, plates and big pots, bain-maries.
Where do you hire it from?
There's catering companies that you can hire, and it's actually really good value.
Okay.
You can even hire tables, tablecloths, and it just means that you're not, you know, borrowing a pot off somebody and having to give it back, and you have it all there on the table. And then food-wise, I mean, the weather is so changeable.
Yeah,
it's hard to know what to do. So your cold options, I suppose, would be, you know, your cooked chicken, a cooked ham, salmon is a great one, and then a load of salads like potato salads, coleslaw, rice salads, pesto, and again, have them all in big bowls. And if you need to borrow them off people, have that plan in place. And then hot food, again,
you've a load of ideas here for us today.
There's loads. Mm. I mean, I think the main thing is to cook something that's easy to do the day before in one pot.
Yeah.
You can do curries, you can do stews. I think lasagna is out.
Yeah, one of our listeners gave out a few weeks ago and said, don't even dream of serving me lasagna.
He was going to leave the communion. But I still think lasagna is a nice one to make. You could do like a chicken and broccoli bake in a big dish. Beef bourguignon, which is what we have today.
Yeah, talk to us about this.
This
it's gorgeous.
Is just so delicious.
Yes,
and you had asked me before, is it something you could make a day or two before?
Mm.
Absolutely. Even better, because the flavours will develop. There's lots of garlic in there, mushrooms, shallots. It's
there's just a fair flock of wine in that.
There is. You literally cook it in wine. And as I said, it's the one recipe you can't take the wine
out.
You
love the wine, the butter and the cream.
All the good
stuff. It tastes so good.
That's it, yeah. But that's a great one. You know, a big pot of that. And then for the kids, obviously, they're not all going to eat what we're going to eat.
Yeah.
So you have your nuggets, your goujons. But you know what can be very handy for the day that's in it? Order in a takeout. Have that done. Run in and collect it. And that's the kids sorted.
Yeah.
So the adults can relax and get them a load of goujons and chips. Crusty bread, let them
You're
off.
Not messing then at the oven and air fryers. And
the adults served and then the kids are in. And also feed the kids first. Get them fed and out of the way, and then the adults can sit down.
Would you recommend having like one hot dish and then some colds, or two hot dishes?
I would say two hot dishes and then lots of salads and crusty bread. I have a list as well, you know, on the day. Don't forget.
It's a really helpful little list here.
Don't forget on the day, ice, bin bags, ice cream. I know I've been caught several times to run in and get a load of tubs of ice cream, kitchen paper, cling film and tin foil, because if you have a load of food, people might want to take some with them. So get some paper plates if they want to bring some food home with them, so you're not left with a load of it. Disposable takeaway containers, they're handy for that purpose, even if you wanted to freeze some of the leftovers. Nibbles like crisps and sweets.
You can never
things.
Have enough crisps when you're entertaining.
No.
I got caught about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You need loads of that kind of stuff.
Well, it's later on if people stay on for a few drinks and
you think you've fed
peckish.
People. Yeah. And then, you do need those kind of nibble bits.
Just in little bowls around the house and they can be picking away at them. But just have a plan the week before, you know. And another thing which is handy the day before, when you're doing your cook, you've got your food in, you've done your list, try and get someone to get the kids out of the house for a couple of hours, organise a play
to
date,
get organised,
get family maybe to take them for a few hours, because you know yourself what you'll do in 3 or 4 hours without the kids running around you, somebody looking for food, you'll get done. You know, it could take you a day. So get all of that done.
Talk us through this beef bourguignon that you've made, I should say.
So the beef bourguignon, I got 2 pounds of stewing beef. And with the stewing beef, it's always on a slow cook and then it just falls apart. So you brown your beef. Again, I've just posted that video on my socials, Sarah Great. Butler at Home. So that's already up. You brown your beef and then you're adding in lots of crispy bacon. Brown your bacon. Rashers, okay. Chop that up and get that crispy. Set your meat aside and then, like, that took me 10 minutes to get in the oven.
Serious?
Yeah. Once you have everything ready, you have your shallots, your mushrooms and a load of garlic in butter. Get that nicely softened down, 5 minutes. Then add back in your beef with herbs, lots of rosemary, thyme, salt, pepper, bay leaf, a little tomato puree, about half a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And top it up then with beef stock. Just bring the liquid just to the level of the meat. Always, if you're making anything like
you
that.
You do need the wine for this dish, though, 100%, all joking aside, though,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, red wine. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a stew, really, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, exactly. And you can taste the difference.
Yeah, no, it's like luxury stew.
And then just pop
stew.
That in a slow cooker. Cover it slightly with holes so that the steam can escape and the sauce can thicken itself. Or if you put the lid on, it'll condensate. And that's what happens when people say, my sauce is always watery. Keep the lid off a jar.
Yeah.
And the steam can come out and the sauce will just reduce down. I left that in for about 6 hours. Yeah, and then a load of parsley
so
at the end.
If you've Holy Communion on Sunday, you could even make this Friday evening.
You could make that Friday evening.
Yeah, leave it in the fridge.
That's
it's done, sorted.
Perfect for 3 days. Perfect. And then to reheat it, just pop it into your oven again, low heat, maybe half an hour before, really low.
Yeah.
The rice is a great one to serve it with.
Sorry, you're doing the rice that day, though.
Oh, you can do your rice a day before as well. Yeah,
you
have
do it
that
on Saturday.
Done.
Right.
Yeah,
so
you can do that
do
on the Saturday.
It?
You know, the thing with the rice, I find, is to soak it. So I soaked that rice for about 2 hours in water. That takes all the starch out. So you don't have soggy rice.
After it was cooked?
No, before. It takes all the starch out.
Okay.
It's like, you know, the way you see chips been soaked in a chipper. They soak them. That's to get rid of the starch and it, you know, keeps the grains together. So soak your rice for an hour or two and then rinse it with fresh water. Pop it in your pot, the bigger the better, with about an inch of water above it. Bring it to a simmer, and once it's simmering, take it off the heat. Leave it there for 20 minutes, and it works every time. And then you strain it, rinse it with cold water to stop it cooking, back into your pot and into the fridge. To reheat it, put maybe half a cup of water in, lid on, and shake it as it cooks on the hob. And that steams it, and that water will evaporate. But you can make that, a day or two.
So you could
before.
Have that. Because I can imagine if people are coming back from the mass or whatever for the confirmation
potatoes
or communion.
Potatoes can be awkward.
You don't want to start cooking into rice in the kitchen.
And
then
you have the sink full of pots and pans.
Yeah,
it's and
mess.
You know, you really want to try and keep it as easy as possible. So you could have a big pot of rice done, a big bourguignon or stew or whatever, and just pop them in the oven.
Listener says, don't forget about the vegetarians when you're organising your food.
Yes,
there's nothing worse than going to a gathering
been
offered salad.
Yeah.
Well, they said there's nothing worse than being just offered salad.
Oh, really?
Salad.
Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah, we did a lovely vegetarian
curry
there about 2 weeks ago. Again, that's on my page. And just check for dietary requirements in case anybody has any allergies.
You do nearly need to have two offerings, don't you?
You do, absolutely. Yeah. I would say, you know, something a little bit like if you're having a hot curry, not everybody's into a hot curry. There's lots of different types of curry. You can go milder or you could have a chicken dish. But yeah, normally two.
For that listener, we actually, Sarah was here before one Monday afternoon and we have various different vegetarian, you know, sort of hot pot, big batch options available. The podcast is up. You'll get it on the News Talk app. Just subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. So you've got your checklist for people, the things to do the day before, the morning of, or 2 days before. We've cooked our hot pot. We've got our buffet salads. Would you be bothered even with dessert?
I like a dessert. I think so. Again, you can go as crazy or as simple as you like. And I always would do a meringue because a meringue will keep in a biscuit tin for weeks.
Okay.
You could make that a week before just to do a meringue base and then on the morning have your cream whipped, have a load of fresh berries washed and then just pop
something
it all together.
Simple.
Cheesecake, brownies.
Yeah, your brownies with us as well.
So
with
good,
you.
Yeah.
Tell us about those.
The kids love them, actually. I did that at our last communion. I did a load of brownies and stacked them on a plate. Made them the day before and had a tub of ice cream and a load of paper plates. They're great as well, paper plates. And they vanished. The kids loved them.
Really?
Yeah.
Gone out the door.
So make enough of them because they're delicious. Fairy cakes you can decorate if you're into that kind of thing. Apple tart. A lot of the older generation would like an apple tart and ice cream.
Yeah.
So you're trying to keep everybody happy.
This is the problem, yeah. isn't it?
But again, they can all be made if you can get the day before to yourself. Mm. You know.
Do you find doing the buffet hosting for large numbers, like, it's expensive, Sarah? Probably is cheaper than bringing people out, but
it is. And I think if you like to cook and you're nice and kind of calm in that situation, do it. If you're not, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to think about, you know, and you also need to be able to delegate to people. And you know, and in our houses, there's a load of women. So one will bring a salad, another will help clean up, you know.
Yes.
And if you're at a communion, you know, if it only means bringing your plate up, you're really helping the host by just gathering a few glasses.
Yeah.
Helping to clean up. I think that's the main thing.
Listeners wondering about stock cubes and what brands you'd suggest.
I like the jelly. The Jelly Nor stocks.
They're the little pots, aren't they?
Yeah. The little jelly ones. They're quite good.
Yeah. Dan Ranelagh says, don't bother, just get a caterer in.
Yeah,
we'll do the
absolutely.
Whole lot.
Absolutely. Caterers, 100%.
Yeah.
You see,
you
the
can
thing
do,
is,
but if you want to cook
I
back.
Love to do this and I love to host and I love to plan. But not everybody does, and I totally get that. And it's a lot less hassle if you just get caterers in.
Yeah. Carmel Briney says, I know your ingredients, they're all up in your on our socials.
Again.
Yeah, they'll be on the News Talk socials too. But
that,
it's a really simple explainer on how to make a briny.
Really.
And with a video as well. People can follow that.
Mm-hmm.
But just your final advice for people who are going to undertake the hosting for the first time.
Just have your plan, have your list. And, you know, as daft as it sounds, like I have it here, write it down.
Yeah.
Type it out.
Even as simple as buying ice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, type it out and tick it off. You can't be ticking off a list, you know. And enjoy the day. You know, everybody will come. If there's a bit of grub, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And get the crusty rolls on the morning of the communion. That's one top tip.
Yeah.
Run in and get a load of crusty rolls and
fill
they're
people
great
up
with everything.
Bread.
Yeah.
Brilliant. We will make sure, as I said, to post all of this. It'll be on socials for you, on Sarah Butler as well, and on our own here too. On News Talk, that is recipe writer and cookbook author Sarah Butler. Sarah, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron on News Talk.